It is Friday afternoon on Downtown, and that means, well, it's time for us to talk food as we're joined by our friend Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine, Dispatch Magazine, Food Coma TV, and everywhere else where smart food is talked about by smart people. Joe Riccio, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
I'm living the dream here, enjoying some good spring weather. I'm on school vacation, and I get to talk to you. That's the trifecta for a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, we get to talk smart food, which is literally one of the greatest cheesy popcorns that there is in existence.
I would agree with that. I would have some smart food anytime. Yeah, but
that's always good.
We want to talk about, I want to talk about brunch because Easter weekend's coming, and whether you're religious or not, it's a good opportunity to have some good food. And I myself am a big fan of the Sunday brunch, love going out, but also love doing it myself. So I wanted to get some brunch ideas for you for this Sunday or really anytime.
Yeah. Okay, let me just set your weekend up for you.
Thank you.
Let me get that taken care of. Basically, what I do, you know, for something like coming up on Sunday, day like today, you know, Friday, go get yourself a really nice pork loin roast, you know, something just, you know, splurge a little bit. It's a holiday. Money, get something nice. Take it home, and you want to brine it in a basically a ratio of 1 quart water to a quarter cup salt and a quarter cup of maple syrup. And you want to let that loin hang out overnight in the brine like that. And then tomorrow, around midday, you want to take it out, pat it dry, and then rub it down with cinnamon sugar and chopped thyme. let that really get in there, you know. So put that back in the fridge. You got to go one shopping for wine. So I suggest it's really the best time to drink pink sparkling wine, don't you think? I mean, Easter, why wouldn't you, you know?
And exactly.
Get something from Austria, usually a better value than the French stuff if you're budgeting a little bit, but always delicious there. So, you know, get a case of that for, you know, three of you. And you also want to get a bottle of gin, and I'll explain why. Because Easter morning, you're going to get up early. You're going to put that roast, you're going to let it hang out for a half hour outside of the fridge. Then you're going to put it in the oven at a low temp, say 275. With digital thermometer, and you basically want to let that cook till it's at about 135, and you pull it out, let it rest for half an hour. In the meantime, jack the heat on the oven up to around 450, and then put it back in for about 10 minutes. So the middle will stop cooking, but you're getting a nice crust on the outside before you serve it. But because you have a long morning, you get to treat yourself to a Ramos Gin Fizz, which is a magical cocktail. Involving basically a lot of gin, some lemon and lime juice, a dash of orange flower water, an egg white, a dash of heavy cream, and a dash of simple syrup. And you want to mix all those things together in a shaker and shake it, put up the ice in it for about a minute. Then you want to add ice, shake it rigorously for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Strain into a tall and top it, kind of fizz it with club soda. And this is literally, it tastes like a dreamsicle. It literally will set your day in motion. You can even have two. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride if you do. But those are amazing. Yeah, sit outside, you over to your guests, get there, get that pork roast going. I think because it's spring, you might as well roast some asparagus. I like just doing it with some sea salt and top it with fried eggs because it's brunch. Get the eggs going either sunny or over easy. So then actually the runny yolks, you know, get all in the asparagus. And then bake some fresh blueberry muffins. Serve them with warm whipped Irish butter. So you have so much like sweet and savory going on with the sparkling wine. I can't think of anything. The only thing you could take it up a notch, you took some bacon, really good bacon, sprinkle with brown sugar and kind of bake it off for 10 minutes at about 400. And that becomes candied bacon. It's like dog treats for adults. So you can put those out to start, get everybody like all fired up on their sweet and savory experience. But I don't know. I'm pretty into what I just said.
I am pretty into it too. And and it's not what I was thinking, but you've changed my mindset. I mean, I'm thinking Benedict, well, you know, the more traditional, maybe a Benedict, maybe a Bloody Mary, because I love those, but your drink just sounds like spring.
Oh man, it's so good, and that little bit of flour water—that's what gives it the little bit of interest, you know. But it's just plus it has an egg white, so it's healthy, you know, no yolk. And yeah, and also, of course, you know, instead of fried eggs, you can always sub hollandaise, the asparagus. That's traditional, but I like the eggs. I like the whole, you know, you got to have eggs. It's brunch.
Perfect. Well, I mean, you have just indeed set up anybody listening for the perfect weekend. If they screw that up, no one to blame but themselves.
And I guess me, I suppose.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. Joe, you have a great one. Good talking with you, as always, and we'll do it again next Friday.